This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Journalists at the Chicago Tribune are feeling uncertain about their future at the paper. Well, last fall, Michael Farrow, the largest shareholder of the Tribune Publishing Company, sold his shares to the controversial hedge fund called Alden Global Capital. Now, the sale made this hedge fund the largest shareholder with a 32% stake. Rick Edmonds works with the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, and he's been tracking Alden Global Capital for a few years, and he joins me now. Good morning, Mr. Edmonds.
Yeah, hi. Good to talk to you, Lisa.
So this company, Alden Global Capital, it's got a history of acquiring newspapers and then gutting them. Why are they doing that?
To make money. With a hedge fund, that's really their reason for being. Once they reduce the expense base, and along with that, they don't invest much in the future, they can extract some profits, at least for a few years.
So it seems journalistic stewardship not really a main priority for the hedge fund.
Absolutely. And you know, they may make some noises that preserving good journalism in their communities, but no, the record shows that they make a lot of reductions. I would say they, you know, people who are left are free to do some good journalism and even reduce staffs, like the one at the Denver Post, for instance.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about what's happened at the Denver Post. How have journalists reacted there?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. The sort of blow-up was almost 2 years ago when the Alden laid off about 30 of a staff of 100, so that left 65 people or something like that to cover Denver, which is pretty, pretty meager staff for a city that size and a very dynamic one. One of the things that happened, the editorial page editor actually put a whole section together explaining and deploring this, which is a little bit of a risky move, and he published it, got a lot of attention within the community. He wasn't fired, but he left after a while. And then another thing that happened was that a number of staffers there, some of who had been laid off, but a number who were, you know, still had their jobs, left to form an independent digital paper, Colorado Sun. So, yeah, the reaction was pretty strong. You know, I got to say, on the other hand, to the extent that maybe this was supposed to pressure Alden into selling or restoring some jobs, that didn't work. They kind of went on their own way.
Are there any studies on what happens to the journalistic landscape overall in these cities after hedge funds come in and buy newspapers?
I think there are beginning to be some scholarly studies of that. I think it's, you know, fairly intuitive to smaller staff has less opportunity to provide good coverage. In bigger cities, it'd be true of Los Angeles and others, so one of the things that happens is pulling back into the city itself and a lot less attention to suburbs. And some of these cities in Chicago and many other places have pretty substantial populations, and they tend to just not get much of any coverage at all in this scenario.
All right, so a couple of reporters from the Tribune, they've already written an opinion piece for the New York Times. Now, that's been shared widely through social media. Can you recap what it said?
Well, I think it said, maybe not in so many words, that there's reason to fear some of the same dynamic if Alden is successful in taking over the company, or even now that it has that large share you mentioned and seats on the board. And, you know, that would be a very material blow to an incredibly important institution for Chicago with a long history.
What do you think could be next for the Tribune?
I think that the best bet is kind of a status quo. I think selling the Chicago Tribune to individual investors would require them to pay a big premium price. And that actually has happened some other places. The Las Vegas paper was bought by another chain, Gatehouse, and very soon after Sheldon Adelson, the richest guy in town, big casino guy, wanted to have it, and he bought it, paid kind of like twice what it was worth. So that's a possibility, but I don't think it's a probability.
Rick Edmonds is with the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, good to talk with you.